Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. We were born to break the doors down, fight until the end.
On Friday, a New York judge denied pop star Kesha's request to get out of her contract with music producer Dr. Luke. She claims he sexually abused her. Many musicians and fans are rallying behind Kesha in the wake of the court's decision. Joining me now with more on this from New York is Eric Gardner, senior editor at The Hollywood Reporter, covers business and law. He's been watching the court battle between Kesha and Dr. Luke from the beginning. Eric Gardner, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So we've just heard about this $250,000, gift, I guess, for Kesha to help cover her living expenses from another pop star. Tell us who and why.
Well, at the moment, she's not getting any royalties because she's in this contract dispute. The cost of litigation is very expensive, so she needs funds to continue her campaign, her attempt to escape Dr. Luke and the contract that she's made.
And Taylor Swift stepped in with his $250,000. That's a pretty significant stepping up. What was the court that this was in on Friday, and what exactly was being claimed? What did the judge say?
This was a New York State court. Kesha was looking for an injunction so that she could escape the contract, that she could record outside of Dr. Luke's purview. And the judge weighed the arguments, weighed whether she had a likelihood of success in her claims and whether or not she would suffer harm if an injunction didn't issue, and ultimately decided that that at this point she couldn't make the argument. So it was a big legal loss for Kesha, but she was able to rally a lot of supporters who are really blaming Dr. Luke and Sony for what's happened.
Judge Shirley Kornreich said, "You're asking the court to decimate a contract that was heavily negotiated and typical for the industry," and said no injunction. The case can go forward, but that may be a long, long road. There were fans outside that courthouse on Friday chanting their support.
Free Kesha now! Free Kesha now! Free Kesha now!
Eric Gardner, what does Kesha allege happened here?
She alleges that Dr. Luke has abused her many ways. She alleges about a decade ago she was given drugs and raped, and that the verbal abuse continued thereafter to the extent that she became bulimic. She entered rehab and she suffered all sorts of pains from this. She says that this is basically discrimination, human rights abuse, and that a contract can't stand up to this circumstance.
She's supposed to deliver 6 more albums under this contract, Dr. Luke, I guess, and Sony. He's a big deal. I mean, he's worked with a lot of artists, Kelly Clarkson on her Since You've Been Gone, Katy Perry on I Kissed a Girl, Miley Cyrus on Party in the USA, Pink's Who Knew. On the other hand, you look at what Kesha's claiming, and it sounds like a nightmare to be under a guy, if these allegations are true, with that kind of record with her.
Yes, this case is very public and has the potential of sending a powerful message. The question is, what message? To many, the particulars of Kesha's contractual obligations don't matter. Here's a woman claiming rape. They say she should be able to escape her alleged abuser. On the other hand, Sony and Dr. Luke worry that if Kesha is able to get out of the contract simply by talking about a decade-old unsubstantiated abuse, that's a dangerous precedent to set. It could allow other artists an escape hatch from their obligations.
She was 17, I guess, when she moved from Nashville to Los Angeles, went to work with Dr. Luke. He runs Kimo Sabe Records, and she became pretty big pretty quickly. Do people, he's been a hit maker. Do they give him credit for that?
Yeah, I mean, the abuse happened, and then she continued to record with him, and they had a very successful time. That album TikTok was a bestseller. They certainly did, interesting things in the music realm together. But at some point, the relationship became strained. She wanted out, and it's his contention that this all amounts to some sort of extortion attempt on her part, where if he, didn't let her out, she was going to claim abuse. And basically that's happened. And now, a court has to look at the dueling claims from both sides and figure out, where, how to move forward.
Dr. Luke and Sony, I guess, say that she's free to work with another producer on upcoming albums to fulfill that contract. She says, after all this bad blood, whatever I do, you'll bury it, and that she's held hostage by Sony and Dr. Luke here.
Yeah, Sony, I mean, this is a tough one for Sony because they want to make a line drawn. They also don't like the, bad attention that this case has drawn to them. So, what they have tried to do is it's make certain accommodations where they say, you can still record for us, for Sony. Dr. Luke won't have any part of it. She doesn't believe that the offer is enough. She thinks that she's still under a contractual control from her abuser, and that this can't stand. The problem is, at this point, the judge just doesn't see enough backing her claims to give her this relief, which in the judge's mind is rather extraordinary and rips up the contract.
Kesha is 28 years old now. She and her attorney say, look, a pop star career doesn't last forever. The clock is, speaking of TikTok, the clock is ticking here. Who wins? Who loses in this standoff? I guess the first round, you have to say she just lost.
At this point, we have to say everyone has lost. No one's coming out of this particularly well. Dr. Luke won the day on Friday, at least in court. But, Free Kesha has been trending worldwide. There are lots of people who don't think very nicely of him right now. I think he's going to have trouble working with other artists, especially female ones at this point. So we can hardly say that he's a winner. And two, Sony is, also has this PR nightmare in front of them, and Kesha, meanwhile, can't really work. So at this point, it looks like a lose-lose situation for all.
Taylor Swift kicking in $250,000 for Kesha's legal expenses, but no big winners here. Eric Gardner, senior editor at The Hollywood Reporter, joining us today from New York. Thanks so much, Eric, for being with us for a minute.
Absolutely.